America Weekend.
Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. Always a pleasure spending time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone. We're right in the midst of fall, and this is my favorite season, and October is my favorite month. And I hope that you have an opportunity, although we've had some devastating weather conditions in parts of the country, of course, with a hurricane that has caused so much damage. But I hope that wherever you are, first of all, you're safe, that everything is okay, and that you are enjoying the beautiful fall weather, despite some of the terrible storms that have been coming through. Parts of the country have not been affected by it at all. And here in the Northeast, in New York, the leaves are gorgeous. The weather has been just exquisite, just beautiful. Temperatures that are moderate, not too cold, not too hot, lovely sunshine, low humidity. So I'm very grateful for that here in the New York area. So wherever you are, I hope you are well. This is the segment I like to do called News You May Have Missed. That means news that is not, again, you know, breaking news, but something that you should know about. So let's start with the Rolling Stones. The band confirmed this past week that they have an upcoming release of their first studio album in over a decade. These guys are up there in age. They're still playing, and they're still making tons of money. The new album is called Blue and Lonesome. It's going back to their early blues roots. They're returning to the roots in the press release that did the announcement. And the album is called The Heart and Soul of the Rolling Stones. So really looking forward to that. Blue and Lonesome will be released on December 2nd. So put that on your calendar to make sure that you get it when it comes out. I think it's going to be really groundbreaking. After all these years, the Rolling Stones back in the studio. So from music, I'm going to switch to some food news about something to stay away from. Now, I'm not a soda drinker. I don't believe in drinking soda. I think it's completely harmful on so many levels. Every once in a while, as a treat, I will have a diet soda. Why? I don't like all that sugar in a regular soda. It's just too sweet. So I'll go for the diet soda, and I'll do something like a diet ginger ale or something like Sprite, something very refreshing once in a while. But now a report came out this past week from Purdue University. They reviewed a dozen studies published in the past 5 years looking at the relationship between consuming diet soda and health outcomes. And they were really shocked, these researchers, by the result. What they're saying is they thought that diet soda would be just a little bit better compared to regular soda in terms of health. However, what they found out is that it has a counterintuitive effect. Here's what happens. The artificial sweeteners in the diet soda fulfills a person's craving for a sweet taste, and there are no calories. That's it. That's the only thing to be said about it, because that's the problem. The fake sugar, the artificial sugar, really fakes out the body because it's pretending to give it real food. And your body's smart. Our body's smart. When it doesn't get the things it thinks it should be getting, it becomes confused on how to respond. Very interesting, right? So now you've messed up the system. They don't know what this is. The body doesn't know what to do with it. And the outcome of this is the diet soda drinkers tend to add more weight to their body. They put on weight. The taste of the sweet does cause the release of insulin anyway, which lowers the blood sugar. And if carbs are not consumed, it causes a drop in blood sugar. That triggers hunger and cravings for sugar. And also these artificial sweeteners sort of tamp down the reward center in your brain where you think you've, you know, felt satisfied. So what happens is you end up indulging in more of these caloric foods. So the sweeteners are really, the low-calorie sweeteners are something to stay away from. The diet soda is something to stay away from. I know people who drink so much of it thinking they're doing the right thing. It's all chemicals, not good for the body, and the body thinks it's consuming something else, so it has a strange reaction. So interesting news to report to you today on America Weekend. There you have it. News you may have missed. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thank you so much for coming along.
America Weekend.
Welcome Welcome to American Biker Minute. Motorcycle mania is finding its way back to cable TV. Motor madness on Motor Mondays. Great two-wheel programming.
Cool.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jack Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ah, summer of life on the road. Camping anywhere from free to $11 a night at 8,500 feet. No phone, no internet, no television. Discovery Channel to the rescue. Look for repeats or on demand of Harley and the Davidsons three-part series. Also not to be missed, Discovery Channel's Sacred Steel Custom Shop Show featuring Jason Williams building super clean-looking bikes in an after-hours setting with a group of friends. Sacred Steel airs Monday nights at 10. Check out Jason's show.
Pretty cool.
Motor Madness on Motor Mondays. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you set yourself up for a great day? With rituals.
So says best-selling author Gretchen Rubin. A ritual is a process done repeatedly. For example, you probably have a getting ready for work ritual.
Some are born from necessity. Others develop for a reason. Still others happen by default.
Pay attention to them all, but give special notice to default rituals. Do you really need them?
Also consider missing rituals. Perhaps you set a goal, but haven't established a routine to achieve it.
Many people resist rituals, thinking they limit spontaneity. They don't. They help you reserve energy for your most important things.
And they clear out the mental clutter so you can be your best when needed. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.